USA News. I'm Jerry Varnash. Hawaii's governor fears the wildfire death toll will rise as search and rescue efforts continue on Maui. At least 93 people are confirmed dead from the raging wildfires last week. Governor Josh Green compared the devastation to a war zone. FEMA Director Deanne Criswell told CBS's Face the Nation what memories are stuck with her.
The row of cars of people that were trying to drive and escape and then couldn't get out fast enough. And these are the ones that ended up running or jumping into the water.
Hundreds are unaccounted for and thousands are now homeless as families search for loved ones. A Georgia district attorney could bring her case against former President Trump to a grand jury as early as Monday. Former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan confirmed that he's scheduled to testify on Tuesday. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Chief Operating Officer Gabriel Sterling said it's concerning about possible violence in Atlanta.
It's not going to be an organized thing. It's not going to be a bunch of conspirators together. It's going to be one probably mentally unstable individual who's going to be radicalized through this process.
Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could seek indictments on Tuesday in connection to trying to overturn Georgia's results in the 2020 presidential election. Trump is expected to be indicted on racketeering charges. A reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution said former Trump attorneys Rudy Giuliani and John Eastman could also be indicted. A single-engine plane crashed Sunday into a North Carolina lake, killing the pilot and passenger. A plane crashed into an apartment building during an air show near Detroit. The privately owned Soviet-era MiG-23 was participating in the Thunder Over Michigan air show, one of the largest in the nation. The two pilots were transferred to a nearby medical facility where they are listed in stable condition. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
GOP presidential hopeful Chris Christie believes former President Trump will sign the loyalty pledge to get himself on the debate stage.
He might not also, but I would not be the least bit surprised if he did. This is about Donald Trump keeping the attention on Donald Trump.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, Christie implied the former president might not honor the pledge, even if he does sign it. Trump said he would announce this week if he'll take part in the first GOP debate, scheduled for August 16th in Milwaukee. Speaking of Milwaukee, a Wisconsin veteran is celebrating a major milestone.
David Cuff will be 100 years old tomorrow. More than 70 of his family and friends helped him celebrate yesterday at the VFW Hall near Madison. He joined the Air Force when he was 18 and served for nearly 38 years. Cuff says he didn't expect to live this long, and he shared his secret to a long life, saying, "My advice for anyone who wants to be 100 is just to avoid dying." I'm Corey Myers.
And again, Cuff's 100th birthday is on Monday. The Dallas Mavericks and San Antonio Spurs headline the Basketball Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. The class of 2023 honorees include Mavs legend Dirk Nowitzki, Spurs point guard Tony Parker, five-time NBA champion Spurs head coach Greg Popovich, and former Spurs assistant coach Becky Hammon, the first woman to serve as a full-time coach in the NBA. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this